This is All Things Considered. I'm Dave McGowan. Coming up, we'll hear from our Art Hounds. Support for Art Hounds comes from Vermont Arts Council, presenting Downtown Bob Stannard and Those Dangerous Blues Men, April 11th, Black Box Theater, Burlington, vermontartscouncil.org. Now it's time for the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
In a heated moment, perhaps you've held your tongue or your pen. Maybe you've even written down your wrath but never dropped the envelope in the mail, never pressed send. Champlain College professional writing major Amanda Schroth took that concept a step further, and her exhibit, Postcards Never Sent, opens this Friday at Maglianero Cafe in downtown Burlington, and she's here to tell us more. Welcome.
Thank you.
So take us back to a year ago. You're sitting in class, and you get an assignment. What did the original assignment look like?
The original assignment came at a time where I had a falling out with one of my best friends, and there was a lot that I wanted to say to him. I just didn't have the courage to say it. And I found a photograph that kind of reflected what I wanted to say. And that's how they came together. I put them together as my final project for my photography class.
The exhibit Postcards Never Sent has expanded way beyond your original photography class assignment. And you've included these secrets that Burlington area residents submitted to you anonymously. How did you get them to reveal their secrets?
So what I did was I opened up submissions to the Burlington community through Facebook and the internet, and I also did tabling at Champlain College and just went around asking people, do you want to submit a secret? And a lot of people were very receptive to it.
Can you give us a sneak peek of what we might see if we go to Maglianero this weekend?
There's an array of different secrets, some lighthearted ones and some a little more serious. The photographs are broken down into four sections that they're going to be hung up by clothespins. There are some picture frames for a section, but the overall setup is just these postcards, and almost as if they had been sent, and what someone might do with them. Would they hang them up?
Are your subjects slightly terrified of being potentially unmasked this weekend? Or
I think because they have that safety blanket of being anonymous, it's a little bit more comforting. I do have a couple people telling me they're actually very excited to see their work hanging up with other people. And that's another part of why I think they're so comfortable with it, because they aren't the only ones submitting. There are 66 submissions.
What were you trying to capture with these strangers' anonymous secrets typed out on postcards alongside black and white photographs of different places in downtown Burlington?
With the photographs, what they do is they further enhance the emotion or the message that's being portrayed. And what I wanted to capture was Burlington and sort of the secrets and the well-known spots. So I have places like Church Street that everyone recognizes, but I also have a picture of a bike that's not there anymore, that's attached to a chain link fence. And it's sort of those passing moments, sort of like the secrets. Because what I wanted to display was how everyone's words are all the same in the sense that we all want to say them, but we just don't have the courage to.
Is this your first gallery exhibition?
Yes.
How does that feel?
I'm very thankful, and it's still amazing to think that this is something happening, especially as just a senior in college. I can't describe how excited I am.
What's next?
I am going to go home, but what I do plan to do is continue postcards and target it towards wherever I am, because it is one of those projects that I want it to be about the community that I'm a part of, and I want to connect the community in as many ways as I can, and postcards so far has been the best way for me to do it.
What do you hope is the outcome after people see it?
I think what I really want to get out of this is first of all, for the people who submitted to have that release, and I know it helped with me for mine. And I also want the viewers to have that reflective part of themselves to connect with the postcards and say, yes, I wanted to say that too. Or to even think, was this for me? In a way, I hope it encourages people to either open up or to find a way to start saying those words, even if it's not to the person.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
That's Champlain College professional writing major Amanda Schroth.
Postcards Never Sent opens Saturday, April 4th at 6:30 at Maglianero Cafe in the Karma Bird House, Maple Street in Burlington. A gallery catalog will be available that same day. Find out more at vpr.net.